I think the Vegas Golden Knights are one of the more intriguing franchises in any sport. I mean that. We're joined right now by the GM of that franchise. The Golden Knights won the Pacific Division en route to the best record in the Western Conference this season. They beat the Jets. They beat the Oilers. They're currently up on Dallas 3-0. Game 4 is set for tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. We are joined right now by Kelly McCrimmon. Kelly, it is great to have you on the program. I would ask you how you're doing, but I'm guessing you're doing pretty well. Am I right?
Well, when you're in a series, you never know if you're going to come out the other end successfully. So certainly we're pleased to be leading the series 3-0. We're one win away from Stanley Cup Finals. So we're excited about the opportunity in front of us.
Okay, I think that's a fair response. Let me ask you, you won last night and you jumped on them pretty early on. What were your biggest takeaways from that game that does put you now a win away from advancing to the Stanley Cup Final for the second time in franchise history?
The biggest thing for me, Jim, would be how different the game was to what everyone likely expected. Games 1 and 2 were both overtime games. And, game 1, I thought we were a little better than them. Game 2, they were a little better than us. We were fortunate to score late in game 2 and early in overtime. And then last night, Marchessault scoring from Eichel early in the first period to give us a lead, then the major penalty. And just how differently that game unfolded as to what we might have expected. And, like we anticipated Dallas's best game because of the fact we had the 2-0 lead. And we're, really pleased to be able to come into a difficult building and get a win.
Kelly McCrimmon joining us. Kelly, in terms of that major penalty, what did you make of that incident where Jamie Benn received that 5-minute major and that game misconduct for cross-checking Mark Stone? What was your reaction?
Well, I think it surprised a lot of people, likely on both teams and people watching the game. It was unprovoked. It'll be a situation where Jamie Benn has a hearing today with the Department of Player Safety. So how that'll unfold, I guess we'll likely know here sometime this afternoon. It took their captain out of the game. So that part, had a direct impact on last night's game. And it gave us an opportunity to go on the power play for 5 minutes where we were able to build our lead from 1-0 to 2-0. Then we scored shortly after the power play to have a 3-0 lead 7 or 8 minutes into the game.
So, Kelly, in your mind, was that unfortunate or, frankly, was that dirty? And does that warrant a suspension, in your opinion?
Well, you don't like to speak too much on these things when there's a hearing already in place, but I think everybody would agree. It wasn't a hockey play. It was pretty vicious. And fortunately, Mark Stone wasn't hurt. The cross-check came right down on the side of his head. It could have gave him a concussion, could have broke his cheekbone, could have done any number of things. So fortunately, there was no injury on the play. And, past that, we'll leave it up to the NHL to make their determination.
We're talking to Kelly McCrimmon. Kelly, you mentioned Eichel, center Jack Eichel. He had an assist last night, and he led the team in points this season. And listen, there was never, ever, ever any doubting his immense talent. If there were, in fact, any questions about him when the team made the deal for him back in November of 2021, if there were, maybe it was about fit with the team, maybe it was about his health. Can you take me back? Did you have any such concerns about that deal? And then what has he meant to your organization since then?
Well, we had concerns about his health, and yet we were comfortable enough to continue to work ahead on the trade. He was awaiting neck surgery when we traded for him. He was able to he had done a lot of the research himself. There was a debate between himself and the Sabres organization as to what type of remedy he should seek, whether that be a fusion or whether that be disc replacement. Disc replacement had never been done on an NHL player before. Jack felt strongly that was the best course for his health and stuck to that position, did a lot of research in terms of where that would take place. The decision was made to have Dr. Chad Prusmak from Denver conduct the surgery. It's a surgery that was very successful. His rehab was quicker than we anticipated. But I think it was really this year before he had a full off season to train, the chance to be at training camp with our team and be a part of it right from day one. And the motivation behind the trade was, for me, when you look at Stanley Cup champions, they generally have, a number one defenseman. They generally have an elite number one center. We had good centers. We had a good team. but we didn't have a player of the caliber of Jack Eichel. And I think that some of the unknowns that come with it is Jack had never been in the playoffs. And it's not a case where Jack didn't have a good reputation in the playoffs, hadn't played well previously in the playoffs. He'd never been. So this year, him arriving in playoffs and really, it probably took a game for him to, to settle right in, and he's just really flourished. And the thing about playoffs for me, over the years that I've been involved, is they make players better, and some guys really flourish, and that's what we've seen from Jack. He has played tremendous, and not just offensively, but just the things that help you win, because that's what it comes down to. You know, a lot of games are, 3-2 at this time of year, so what are you doing to help us win? And certainly he's had his more than his share of offensive moments, but he's played a really good 200-foot game, and I think is really gaining confidence and enjoying the experience of being in the playoffs for the first time.
Honestly, Kelly, I think that's a fascinating response for so many different reasons. I want to ask you what you said about him saying, it wasn't fair to say like he couldn't get it done in the postseason. He never had the opportunity. He'd never done it before. My question for you is this: Can you look at a guy like that or a lot of other really talented guys and just know that once they get to the big stage, they will flourish? Or even you, do you not know until you see it, until they actually get there? Do you never know until they get there?
Well, one of the lesser-known traits of Jack's game when we were acquiring him, obviously we involved our pro scouts who do a ton of due diligence because we gave up a lot to acquire the player. But one of the things that I think it was a little bit underrated in Jack's game because of the fact they hadn't been in the meaningful games late in the years or playoffs that you expect guys to be in was his competitiveness, and I think we've really seen that. And then the other aspect of his game that is probably coming to the fore more and more is how strong he is. He really can protect the puck, and then when you combine that with the skating ability and the skill, it really makes him hard to take the puck away from. So, the competitiveness you believe is going to translate when those opportunities come. So we've certainly seen that. And the other thing that I think was a little bit of a misrepresentation as well, tremendous teammate, really good character, has fit in since day one. We've got a really good dressing room that he's become a big part of. So, those are the things that you lean on when you're trying to project a player to a situation that he's yet to experience. So, again, happy for Jack because this is a really important stretch of his career and obviously important to our team.
Kelly McCrimmon joins me for a couple of more moments. Kelly, in fact, I was going to ask you about the room because I had a conversation with your head coach, Bruce Cassidy, back in February. Obviously, you're not in the position you're in right now, a single win away from the Stanley Cup final, unless you're really talented. But top to bottom, how do you like the makeup of this group, and how high is the character in the room?
I think the composition of our team is really, really strong. We've got tremendous depth. We're not relying on one specific person. It's definitely a group effort. Different guys have seized big moments. Great leadership from our coach, Bruce Cassidy, as well. I think over time, teams generally reflect the personality of the head coach. So I give Bruce and his staff a lot of credit for what our team has done. And again, we're a win away from the Stanley Cup Finals. When you go back to the All-Star break, when Mark Stone was ruled out for the season with back surgery, where we had lost 7 of 8 at that time, coming out of the break, we really grabbed a hold of it. I give the players credit, but I give our coaches credit as well, because our finish was, I think, 22-4-5, something like that, at a time where teams in the Western Conference really took off. L.A. and Edmonton in our division had great finishes. Minnesota and Dallas really had great finishes to try to finish first in the Central. And Colorado, of course, was able to come from behind and win the Central Division pennant. So that the injuries that we overcame, when you look at the leadership, where you need your leadership, we had a lineup that was missing players really all year. The first 20 games we were healthy, but the rest of the way we had injuries, real significant injuries for long periods of time. So again, the depth really helped us through that, as well as the leadership.
Kelly, one last thought. You mentioned Bruce, and I love Bruce. I think it's really great to see Bruce. He was let go by Boston. Boston had that historic regular season. They're at home. You're still going. I'm looking at a piece actually right now on ESPN.com, which is really interesting, and it's titled The Power of Positive Coaching and Its Impact on the Stanley Cup Playoffs. And the gist of it is that the old school way of coaching, where you coach guys really hard and negatively, just is not as effective as it used to be, and especially with younger players right now. Some other anonymous sources in the article are saying, now wait a minute, you still have to get into guys. It's still okay to do that, but there's a way to do that. Where do you come out? Are you seeing any kind of shift, any kind of quantum shift in the way coaches are relating to their players? Does the old school way still work? Where do you come out on that approach?
Well, you have to build trust as a coach, and you have to keep people accountable as a coach. The way you do that, I think, is different now than it might have been, maybe even 5 years ago. So, I think our players trust Bruce. I think they believe that what he has instilled in our team, what he wants our team to do, what he wants us to look like, I think they believe that's going to help us win. And I think once you've built trust, you can coach players hard on occasion. It's not an everyday thing. It's not there's a point of diminishing returns, I think, in terms of how you handle people in those situations. But I think when you have the trust of your group, you can come at them hard in a short moment to get people back on track or get people playing our game like we need to. That's one of the things that our team has done a really good job of, is we generally get to our game. And when we fall off of that and we lose momentum or have a bad period, we have a pretty good maturity level to get back to it. And I think that comes from accountability, and that that for me, in any era has to be there, whether that's from the veterans on your team, the coaches, or whatever the methods are for that to happen. But it definitely is different with today's player.
I think that's really interesting. And never mind what it was like when you played, Kelly, it's different than it was 5 years ago. To your point, accountability, culture, character, these things are timeless. They all matter. He is the GM of the Vegas Golden Knights. They are now up 3-0 on the Stars. They're one game away from making it to the Stanley Cup Final for the second time in their 6-year franchise history. Kelly, really appreciate the time. Appreciate a great conversation. Thanks so much for doing that.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me, Jim. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you too, Kelly. Thank you very much. Good stuff. I told you, that's a really fascinating franchise. Thank you, Alvin.